towards the end of Perek Chof, Kisotzer Aliyah Yamim Yamim Rabim. A person when the army besieges a city many days, right? Lochem Aleh to make a wall of Sofso Lo Sashchis Es Eitzah. Lindercholov Garzen Ki Memeno Seichel Va'Oisel Lo Seichos. Ki Adam Eitzah Sada Lovo Befenecha B'Motzer. Rak Eitzah Shateida Ki Lo Eitz Michael. You know it's not a fruit bearing tree. It's Michael who oises sashkes for us. Benisa matzal eishi yaseh mechama chamabita. These are different lachim. This is the issa of lois sashkes, right? Lois sashkes. What does it mean? Not to go ahead and destroy the trees that are there, right? So let's first see how to. The Gemara quotes in a few places, and that's what commonly is called bal tashkes. You're not allowed to be mashkes. You're not allowed to destroy. So the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim Perek Vav. He says this, these are lachas. Ein koitzitzin ilone meichel. You're not allowed to go ahead and cut fruit-bearing trees. Now you have to know why the Torah said it, kisotza b'milchama. Does it mean in milchama you would think you're allowed to, and therefore the Torah is saying even there you're not allowed to? Yeah, that's a different nekuda. So Rambam says, you know, Rabbi Munem Amas Mayim, and all the Shabbin Yavish, it's Chazal, Shenemo lois sashkes es eitzah, v'kola koitzitz, whoever cuts down a fruit-bearing tree, is loike. V'loi b'motzah b'van, not only besieging trees, ela kol makam koko imachal der chashkos loike. As the Ram says, clear, it doesn't mean dafka in a war. For some reason, the Torah wrote about it, right? Avo koitzitz eitzah, ima yamazik ilon al-cherim, mipnei shemazik sa al-cherim, it's not worth to keep up the tree. The amount you have to spend on it, the upkeep is much greater than it's worth. Now we're not going to go into what derech hashchasa is right now. And then the Rambam, that's in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, and then Perek Yud, the Rambam Halacha Yud. I'm sorry. V'lo ilonas b'vav. Not only ilonas. Ela kol hameshabek kelim. Whoever breaks any utensils, the korei abgadim, he tears clothes, the hayris binyan, or he destroys a building, seisamayin, he stops, say, stop a water, a well, a spring, umabed macholos, you take food and you destroy food. Somebody takes food and he plays around, he takes a piece of meat and he throws it, he throws it in the garbage. That's what your mother told you, right? That's baltashkes, right? If you don't eat the food, macholos, umabed macholos, derech. Hashchasa. Okay, so you have a little excuse. It's derecha. I'm just not hungry. I can't eat anymore. But if you take and you throw it, you just take a piece of it, you know, you put, then oiver beloy sashchis ve'eina loike elamakas mardis v'divreim. But he's not loike, but he only gets malchus, makas, mardis. Okay? Rambam says you don't get malchus. Notice if a person takes some food and his stomach destroys it, you know, so then he is not over. He's over. The Rambam says he does over below sashkes, but he doesn't get malchus. So before we get to that, the Kesef Mishnah says, where does the Rambam get that from? A Gemara in Shabbos, hamakareya begodov bechamosay. Somebody tears his clothes and he's angry, right? So, you know, people get angry. They sometimes break things. Meshabekelim bechamosay. That I haven't seen so much, right? Somebody throws his money, right? Can you do with the Rambam's lashon, which is based on Chazal? It's not the Gemara. The Gemara itself does say kol akoyes ki ilu oived avaydazar. Shveitzich the avaydazar is himself. Right? Well, otherwise, why does he get upset? The goyin, Rabbi Tzkai Zechava quotes him many times, especially in Taka and this sefer Malas Atayra. So he quotes it to two. Midas in a person, so the two midas that a person has that are real shlechta midas is kas and taiva, and he says it's keneged yishmal, it's taivas, we know that the Arabs of taiva, and kas is esav, right, is acharbatich tichya. You see that they go around when they the missionaries, they get very upset if somebody in the third world countries doesn't become a Christian. They'll go ahead and they'll kill him, the Crusaders and so forth. So he talks about over there. He says that each midah, he says that's why they're oiv de avoy de zara. Type is a different thing. So anyways, it says in Gemara, Yebei nechi lo verzor. Shekachu nosa shel yetzara. Hayoyim oyma lo aseikach. Macho amar eskach. You keep going. At sheyoyim alecha avoyda verzor. That's the derech of the yetzara. So the Gemara state that akorech hamar mashav yebei nechi ko ever avoyda zara. That's the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself. Now, the Emerson, you have a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, so Gemara says that, which was it? In the Sugi of Kibbutz of Aim, Kihad the Rabbi Bar Huna, the Rav Huna, Kara Shiroi Ba'anpe Rava Bray. Rav Huna tore his clothing, expensive clothing, in front of Rabbi his son. Amar Ezel Ichzi Irosach, Ilo Rasach. Let me see if he gets upset. Right? Will he get upset? Frek the Gemara, V'dilma Rasach, V'ka'avar Lifne Evil Ositan. Maybe we'll get upset. What do you mean? Test that. In other words, you want to catch a bacher in a yeshiva. He's stealing. Yechoy should be stealing. So you plant a few dollars somewhere and you have this closed circuit TV. Are you allowed to do that? L'chayr it's lifnei iver. Are you allowed to do that? L'chayr. Right? That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. By the way, Israel, what's the pshat? Dilma rasach? What's Dilma rasach? And you're over lifnei iver? Huh?
It's your only iver lifnei iver if the other person's iver.
What?
That's the player. If you're iver lifnei iver, if the other person's iver or not.
If what? Again, you didn't say clear.
Are you ever living the either?
Right.
The other person doesn't do the other.
Oh, in other words, if you give the nazir, the kois yain, but it spills and never drinks, are you ever living the either? Are you ever living the either forgiving him or when he's machshel? The Lashon Gemara is Dilma Rasach v'ka'avar lifnei iver. The Lashon is a shtickle mashra, maybe you'll get upset and then you're ever lifnei iver. Who? Yeah, that's the Maisa Issa with a Tanai. That's the Maisa Issa. So the Shaila that he's saying, the clause, the Yad Malachi Shaila, and this is what he brings. And he says, Lav Dafka, maybe the Gemara says, Dilma Rasach just means because maybe that's what will happen, and because maybe it'll happen, you're evil if neiver, even if it doesn't happen. He says, it's Lav Dafka. The Losh Gemara, Pashra. Frank the Gemara, the Machalei Li Kare. The father was Meichel Izkot. Okay. The father could be Meichel if he gives him a punch. Huh? What? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You mean so the thing was he'll get upset. That's it. What about to hit?
That's my sister.
Well, what's the difference?
If
it's Michael, it's not even covered. So there's a minchas chinuch on that. Anyway, but the Pashup John Gemara will get upset. Frek the Gemara v'ka avra mishum bal tashchis. He's over bal tashchis. Right? How could he do that? He's over Bal Tashchis.
It's not Bal Tashchis.
Oh, why?
I eat my food because I want to eat the food. I'm destroying the food while
I'm eating. Mitzat derech hashchat. You're doing it in order to test out your son. There's a tachlis here. Huh?
Isn't that the whole shaila with hunting also the
same thing? Yeah, we'll get to that. Huh? What's the Bal Tashchis exactly over here? But state in the Gemara, he's over Bal Tashchis for destroying clothing. And for the Gemara, the Avu Lebe Pumbaini, I said B'makom Atfira. He does it on the seam. She'ena Nechsum Medav B'kach. Right? You can, I guess, put it. You can put it back. Commend it back. That's not called Bal Tashchis. He didn't ruin it. V'dilma Meshom Hach. So what's the test? Maybe his father didn't the kid the rib. Big deal. The Avu Lebe Shas Rizke. Right? He did it when he's upset. And there he would get upset anyway. But I kopon state in the Gemara over here that Yoiva Bal Tashchis not only on a tree. Okay? So the Shaila is, why don't you get Malkus? So Nei Behuda, David mentioned the Nei Behuda about the hunting. Famous Nei Behuda, where he writes to somebody, some German name, Gumfricht, something or the other, so it's not a German name. He says, I don't know who you are, but I see the way you asked the Shaila, you deserve an answer. He doesn't tell him. He says, I don't know if he himself owns or he lives in by someone with a big, the guy lives in a very spacious place and he has a big yard and there's a forest in his backyard and there's all kinds of animals there and he wants to know if he could go hunting and shooting animals over there. You know, that's the shaila. So maybe it goes into tzar balachayim. Is it stami? Is it baltashkes? Is it all kinds of things? That's what? Yeah. Well, that's moilach. What's the issa exactly? You know. So basically, he comes out. He says, hunters, we only find like guys like Esav and Nimrod. He says, Sinishkan Yiddish Azak, that's for sure, to go hunting. But Teich Dvarov, he goes into, he says, what's from the Rambam? He says that the Rambam says, you're not loike. See, Tainas, it's only the Rabbonim. When the Gemara says, Oiva Mishum Bal Tashchis, he says it means it's the Rabbonim Bal Tashchis. Ka'ava Mishum Bal Tashchis doesn't mean, the Rambam's learning, it doesn't mean literally Bal Tashchis. What it means is, that and that's why you're not like it. The real issa is dafka eitz michael. But anything else, a person goes ahead and he breaks kalim, he breaks, he tears b'gadim, all the examples before that the Kesef Mishnah quoted from the Fazer Ma'osev and so forth. He says those are all things. I was once in a Satmar based medrash, and I took out my something or other, and my money fell down the floor. So the fellow, the Chassidish guy says, Mr. Shefer Duman. He says, Mr. Shefer Duman. Sakoponim, that's how the Neid B'Yuda learns. Other Achreinim are Acholik on the Neid B'Yuda. The Achreinim, I think of Meir Arik, who lived in Wien, I believe. Your father saw him? Your father saw him, yeah. He was a Meir Dikke Goyen of Meir Arik. I mean, even the Litvishes held him to be a... It was Mamash and Mary Dikago. So he says it'll be very shver because the Lashon Rambam is Velo Ilonas Bilvad Elakola Meshabe Kalim the Kareyab Godim Vahiriz Derech this is Oiva Beloisa. If it's only Dindar Bonin, the Rambam can't say Velo Ilonas Bilvad Elakol. Rambam should say umedivret umedarabonin, or even if he's not going to say rabonin, it says this is also. Rambam seems to be including it into ilonis too. Why? In other words, v'lo ilonis v'vat el kolam eshabek kalim v'kareya begodim v'hiris binyan v'seisam mayim. Very shvei to say that the Rambam means it's a separate thing. The only deek I have is why did he get malchus? But if it was a darabonin, it's not v'lo ilonis v'vat. Ilonis is in its own category, taka. It's Taka Ilonis Bogdan. What's the pshat?
It's not because I was able to accept by Soretas. They say it's only by Omeis.
By what?
By Yisur to Soretas. It's only Omeis. How do Chazal know when the Torah is Dafka and when the Torah is Lavdan?
Yes, so, okay, that's a different, I don't know. I can't answer that. But I copon him, so he says, Avada Rambam means it's Deraisa. I is not Loika. So he says that's already a different klal. I mean, Chazal himself, I think in this week's parasha goes into it. That could be the Malkus is only where the Torah says Mufurish. If it's not Mufurish in the Krah, then you don't get Malkus. That's already learned out. Could be, I think, a Hemek Dov in the Chumash says something. That's already a, sort of a Kalva Chaimah, sort of a Limud, and it goes into Kalalim of Ein Unshim and Adin. Because the Torah did say that. Okay? But whatever it is, the old Dereisa. Lamais is in Smag Shteit Mufurish, that's a Din Dereisa. Okay? Sha'aluz is the Rambam. Not that way, because of he doesn't say anything about loike, ain't a loike, but stay in the smag that it's a deraisa. But upon him, that's what the Achorim say. Okay, so now, if you know my Pshalim, I'm sorry. Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Tisha, you know, like tiniest, Chela Gimel in the old fair. There's a Shulchan Aruch there, I believe. Yeah, so let's take a look for a second. In Hilchus, at the end of Tisha B'Av, Lasa Zeicha L'Churban. Right, there are things that we do that are Zeicha L'Churban. Right, Mishchav Beis Hamikdash Tikva Chamshi Ba'is Adar She'in Boin Elayim Binyan Mesuyin Mekuyah. So often that's how people leave off. Sometimes these type of things, you know. Unpainted spice or on Vachinus Skinu, the Shulchan Aruch says a lot of things, and unfortunately, many people don't realize it's halachas. But it says over there, the Yesh Ramah, Yesh Makoimis, it's not compelling the way we do it. Shenagu Leshave Kois B'Shas Chupa. that they break a kais b'shas chuppah. Usually it's like everybody gives a yell, mazel tov, it's like the, you know, very exciting moment. I don't know how that came about, the truth, you know. The yesh erman dafka, yeah, I'm sorry. Was that the yeshka shenogu l'shava b'shas chuppah olosu mapa shcher shad varveils b'rei shachos. But akoponim, where was this based on? The Gemara in Brachas, that forgot the Marayim. You know what, I'm sorry, just my Brachas. It won't be there if you don't mind, Gemara and Saita to Gemara Saita, I mean. Thank you. The Gemara at the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachas. So Gemara talks about, you know, Einam Tfilah Matach Kovid Rosh. Right? So Gemara says over there that a person also lamala other ladam lamala schaik piv ba'olam hazeh oz yimalei schaik binu. Mar berei d'arvina avad ilula brei. He made a chasen of his son. You see, the father has to make a chasen of his son. Okay. Chazun al Rabbanan, he saw that the Rabbanan that were there, have kabat chituva. They were very in good mood. They were very smiling very much. I see kasa the mukur bas arba mezuz. Brought a kais that worth a lot of money. Not a a dead bulb. Right. Right. Open up one day by the chasen and we'll see what the caterer puts there. And the mukra was worth bas arba me'azuzim, a fortune of money. The tava kamay ve'itzvah, they were tava. Zok Taisvus, mekan nagu l'shabes chuchis b'nesuin. For me, we have a minig to break chuchis b'nesuin.
What if they break the plate for the tanan?
Oh, so the tzlach over here, says the minig, is to break by the tanaim too. We'll see. It's before, but Tzlach says that the minig. I think the place can bring it over here. I think the Prima Gadam here. The Shaila is why? Why do we break it by the Tznoim? So Taka, it's Kiyadua by in the Goyim that he writes about it, that the reason you do it to show, just like you take a Kli Charis and you break it to show that once you made a Tznoim that you're getting married, you don't break it anymore. That's why Rav Moshe was Masakin, I don't believe in America. What? Chassidim would rather. I know a story of a guy who wasn't so Chassidish, but he made time. And then he mamish by his chassan. It was like a horrible. I mean, we were. the square rabbi didn't let him get divorced. Yes, the square rabbi says, the goyin had said so too. So Maishu saw that this was going on, so he stopped. He stopped the tanoim by. That's why he made it by the chassan. He made it by the chassan. But Koponim, so he, that's the. That's what it says in some sort. But the Tzlach says a very shame is that. Rashi and Chumash says that when Yosef was born, so Rachel said, Osef es cherposi. So he says, why? So he says, because when something breaks in the house, the husband always blames the wife, right? Right? The wife says, it jumped. Well, you know, it never happened to me. But the wife always says, the kelim jumped. I don't know how they jumped exactly. It jumped. So he blames his wife. Then the child is born, so she blames her children. So also goes chepasi. So he says that's why you break a dish by the time to say that a mitzvah shem from this zivug will be noilut peiris. You'll have children. They could blame them for the candle that broke. But over here it says mekan nagu. Just that derech agav. I want to tell you an interesting story. I see zuga de chivarta. Is there a kiveg over here?
Slack makes a lot of sense. That's
why
the women break it.
Well, the women, very good, right? I don't know. It's going to be poor. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point, right? All right.
But the shvig is breaking.
Yeah.
It should be the
column
breaks it.
You know, Rav Putnam's Vart, he says, the Velt says, the Zivigal Oilo the Yafa Zayn. So the Velt says, the Yatsiv, and Uncle, the Yafa, that everything should go to a good v'yafa. So he says, what's v'naira? He says, that's the shviga. V'naira is the shviga. Taisus talks about over here that they had the zuga de chivarta, white type of crystal. Certain Gemara says that when the Beis Mikdash was carved, the Gemara in Saita, that they stopped having it. So the Gemara says, so Tosfos says that it means it stopped usually, but once in a while they had it. Because the famous thing, when the Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael, he went to see Rav Kook. And then we're all upset. And then he wrote a letter. So he said, you know, Rav Kook is the Isha Shkailas, and this and that. He was matzik himself that he went. So they started yelling at him. It said that the Gemara said, Mishamei Sobyeis Min Yazer, Butla Isha Shkailas. So he said, what do you mean? Taisus, it says, once in a while you still have something. That's what he said. So I remember once I asked the Kashas, first time I met the Rebbe Fisher, so I asked him, he says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Mishemes Rebbe Batla Nava. So Gemara says, who says, Vaika Na. What kind of question? Maybe so once in a while you have. What's the. So he was right. He said, it's not a Kasha just on the Ger Rebbe, it's Kasha on the Taisus. I said, okay, you're right. So that's better than being Kasha on the Rebbe, at least. It's only Kasha on the Taisus. Only it's a Kasha on the Taisus. Anyway, that's where it comes from. So Taka in Prima Gadim over here, Prima Gadim on this halacha, I'll just find the Prima Gadim over here is in the back, the old regular ones, Tav Kuf Samach. He asks Taki, he says, Bishuma, that you do it by the chasana, that's Taka Zecha to the Avelos, to the base of Mikdash. So he says, so you're allowed to go ahead and destroy it. He says, but if the Pshat is, by the time, he says, I don't really understand how you're allowed to go ahead and do it. How are you allowed to go ahead and do it by the time? Stamps to break dishes by the time? So he says, that you should taka use a broken dish. You should taka use a broken dish. That's already broken. That's what he says. You should taka use broken. Which the minigayim is zichah not that way. I think that's usually a full kli. So that's the question.
Make jewelry out of it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people make, say, a pen out of the plate. Maybe that's why. Let's
I don't know that. Well. Yeah. I mean, so it's for purpose. Derech hashchol. Maybe that's what came from the minig.
But baal tashbis is only if you do something that you don't.
Oh, you mean, so the shaila is, if you're doing it for a certain reason, any reason at all, that you're allowed to do it,
what?
What? Oh, so l'chayim for that Gemara, so Taisa talk, that's what bothers me talk, for the Gemara in Bamitsiya, when the Gemara talks about Tzah Baal Chayim D'Raisa, so Taisa says, it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to be oiker, when a melech used to die, he used to, I don't know how you call it. To be oiker is tendons. He used to take like a way to remove the feet of the not the bottom of the animals. That nobody should use the animals of the melech anymore. And it's adache mori. So he says v'yesh lema. He says ait sabal chaim. Yesh lema mishum kvoid melech v'nasi adif kemoi bal tashkis dinitcha mipnei kvoidim. The uncle is Sarah for Gamliel Ayin Manatsuri. It says that when Rav Gamliel was nifted, the Nasi uncle is burnt like a 70 manatsuris of clothing. Right? That's what they say with the Shem Bayachai. That's where they burn clothing. So Taisa already seems to say that he says void kimik sister. Yeah, that's a what? What? Yeah, some sefer got me. But Bakoponim that he's saying over here, they're allowed to go ahead. And you're allowed to go ahead and do it for a purpose. That's what the Chayitz Mashma. So I saw Taka in the Makna. The Makna has a Sefer on Kedushin. In the back, there's a Kuntras Achrin where he goes in Hilchus Kedushin, Hilchus Sheva Brachas, and so forth. So we had a Brachas over here. Yeah. Where it's Chayitz, and notice also it's the same Kasha. On the Gemara there in Brachas, Lamed Aleph, but the Makna asks it. Where is it? Here. Afagav the Kaimalom, Amishabe Kalim Oiver Babal Tashkis, Ayn Rambam brings about. Ye Shloima Kivin the Asa Mishum Siba Kedei, Kedei, it should be Kedei. Shiuat Savim, Ubekahai Gavno Loshayach is a Bal Tashkis. So he says, Taka, that's not Bal Tashkis when you're doing it for a Tzayrich. You're doing it for a Tzayrich, any type of Tzayrich. Gemara and Kiddush is not so mashru that way. Gemara is not really so mashru that way. Because Gemara says he, I was Eiv Bal Tashkis. Gemara says it was on the scene. Why don't the Gemara says? Huh? That it's not enough of a Siba. What?
It should be a positive.
It means it's something getting out of it, not just to test. I don't know. Okay, but
yeah,
that's
but
what
the seam has to be repaired, so it's Baltashkis on the repair.
Why? Yeah, but the Gemara comes out that it's not Baltashkis because of that. Just I'm saying in the Kasha, why isn't it because you're doing
what
it?
What I'm saying is that somebody has to repair it, so it's Baltashkis on the person that's going to have
you
to
mean
repair
you're just
it.
Taking away from his, it's Baltashkis on his, yeah, but then what's the Gemara's teretz? Okay, so what's the Gemara's teretz? So how you get around it?
You're
yeah.
paying him. But,
now I saw, okay, I don't know, I saw in there's a sefer from the Berjana Rav, Ayin Aroyim. So he quotes from Rav Shlomo Kluge, Tshuva of Shlomo Kluge, interesting. Somebody just gave me the sefer. So he says over there, interesting zach, we know the dinners, you're not allowed to be mefusam. So when I thought, kasha zav, you can answer it, you'll say what you want. But just the etzum kasha itself was a very, the din is that you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav, and the din is you're not allowed to be mevashul basa b'chalav. So ask the kasha, what does the Torah have to ask to be mevashul basa b'chalav? Since basa b'chalav is asa b'achila, asa b'ana, when you're taking meat and you're cooking with milk, that itself is ruining the meat. You're ruining the meat, you're ruining the milk. Why isn't a bal tashkis on the meichel? What do you need an issa of lo yisavashul gedi b'chalav v'ima, yesterday's parasha? Why isn't the fact that you're making it to bas v'chalav, which means it's also b'chilana, why isn't that called a bal tashkis? What? What do you mean?
La'afuke, if I take the basar and the challah,
right,
and I fry it.
And I what?
I fry it together.
Yeah.
The Isser Torah is only bishul.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why did the Torah have to write it? But that, right. He's asking, why did the Torah have to make it into an Isser?
Why? Because if not, then I
would think.
Then I would think that I could take.
No, but not because of the law. The Torah could have written that you're not allowed to eat basar, challah, the omavushul. That you're right. Derech bishul asr Torah. That's why it says it three times. Echad is achila, echad is anav, echad is a bishul. Say it two times. Then you know. Good, that's how you see Chazal Darshan did. You don't start the other way. So let the Torah figure out how. Why did, he's asking is why did the Torah have to ask a bishul? Why do you have to ask it as an issa?
You get Malkus, though, three times.
What do you mean get Malkus
for? You get Malkus for the Bishul, get Malkus for the Achim,
Malkus for the Bishul. Wait. First of all,
you the three different levels.
What?
The Torah is telling
first of all, Rambam holds you don't get Malkus for the Bishul. But let's leave that. He's asking, it's why isn't there a separate Issa called Loisashus, Baltashus? Why do you need the Issa of Loisavashul? If the Torah asks the Derech Bishul anyway, so the Torah asks, no, Derech Bishul means it becomes also only Derech Bishul. Not, you're right, not Derech leaving it, Shari Kola Yem, this. But whatever it is, that's what the Torah, what do you have to have an Issa of the Bishul for? Why is it about Tashkis? So, good, the answer is Ein Hachanami, it's all about a Goyz, you took a Goyz, it's not about Tashkis, the Goy could do it. You did an Issa. You wouldn't be called Baltashkis because the Goy's going to eat it anyway.
It's not Derech Hashkosa.
Oh, that's what I think. Why?
Because
no, it's.
Because you're just cooking it. You're not destroying it.
What do you mean? You mean physically not destroying it?
Physically not destroying it.
It's only a ruchnis. Yes. So this goes into. No, he has a. There's a point there that something that Alpidin is really called a. It's not called a derech hashchas. It's not called a shchas. Alpi, what a person does. Min cheschinach has shailas and tikkun kli. If something that really. It's only because. It's ruchnizdika a tikkun. That's not called a tikkun kli. Why is it called a derech hashchasa? You're not really destroying it. Lamaisa, you can't use it. On the other hand, you could say it's different because a maisa is you can't eat it. So really, you find the Gemara says in a few places, Makis, where a person was mevashel basa b'chalav gid and this and that. So Gemara says he's like a mishum this, he's like a mishum that. The Gemara never says like mishum baltashkes, over mishum baltashkes. Okay, I don't know. Why is it called baltashkes? Every time you cook meat and milk, it comes out, you over mishum baltashkes. Quote of Shlomo Kugel, the only case is, and a chanami, were guys. So why isn't it?
So that every time you plant, so the first 3 years.
Every time you plant?
Every time you plant grapes, so the first 3 years is orla.
It's not baltashkes.
It's also. It's
no, it's going to be mutter.
We'll
be not. Nah, so that's called taking.
Fruit to come the
you're not ruining the grapes. You're making grapes. Grapes that
I'm
are.
Making basa
b'chol. Well, whoa. Basa b'chol means you're taking basa b'chol. Over here, you're not taking grapes and making them into arla. What you're doing is you're making grapes. What if grapes grow? The first 3 years, by the way,
they don't grow.
Or if they grow, they're very bitter. It's only with injections nowadays they grow. So a person grows, so and they're sour grapes. So you're not allowed, that's what they are. The first 3 years. What?
Like key lime.
Yeah, any.
If you're
oh, in a chanami. Oh, if you take. But you mean if you took the two? Yeah, could they? In a chanami. What? You make a hinesa? Yeah, okay, good. But where does it say there's an issa? It doesn't say there's an issa. Climb, it's like it says.
What about a lotazara? If you wanted a mitzvah of lotazara, if you bow down to this idol,
you make it all hashtag. Yeah. What? It's not necessarily so. If you bow down to a mountain, you don't let yesterday's parasha. Yeah, so then it's that's an achanami. It's on the same type of kash. You're right. But over here, it's more blatant because usually. That's what you're doing. Whereas you're not necessarily ruining it. Depends what you're mishtachva to the moon. Most people bow down to the moon. I don't know. Moon doesn't become us, right? Alright, anyway, kuponim, yesh lod mizeh. Then there's a kasha, it's interesting. I remember seeing it many years ago. That I was looking afterwards. I'm sorry, just above a comma. The hishbitza. Right? The hishbitza asks it, and the mea shilach is usually chassidus, but over here, he asked this kasha. I remember as a kid in Camp Morris hearing the kasha, and I see the Maritz Chayes asks it. Maritz Chayes about cutting down a tree, the Gemara talks about over there. You see, yeah. Where does this go? Yeah.
There's a difference of
shvaza,
it's
something,
but it's for the purpose of
eventually. Yeah, that's a different thing. Right. So he says like this. By the way, in Sefer Mitzvahs too, it just reminded me. Sefer Mitzvahs Masha to Issa Derais. I forgot to. No, we'll leave it. But he says like this. Oh, here it is. Kvar yadua kushis a goinim bal psamim reish ubal atzei rozum besifra mayana chochma. It's a sefer on the same, a very beautiful sefer. Psamim reish yadu is the, they say it's the fake rush. Lishitas harambam the sphere le sofik deraisim in a toira is mutter, just the issus anal derabonin. He says, why does the Torah says rak eitz Asher, what's the lashon haposik? Rak eitz asher teida kilo eitz meichlu. Only if you know it's not an eitz meichlu, then you're allowed it. It's mashin the psukim, only an eitz that you know for sure is not a fruit bearing tree, then you're allowed to cut it down. What does the word Torah mean? Rak eitz, only a tree that you know is not a fruit tree, right? Mashre, if you're not sure, you're not allowed it. Why not? I suffered the rice. Is Lakula according to the Rambam. It's this Bishop according to the Rambam. That's what the others, that's what's telling you. But according to the Rambam, why does it have to say that? I think the Ishbitzer might say, Punk Fakir. He says that's where the Torah had to tell you, special din. Fakir, according to the other Rishainim, why does the Torah have to tell you? Why do you know it's a something derisive? The Rambam, it's telling you a special din. Over here you go, Lakula. Yejlodin is it. All right, we'll stop here. Is there emails you should just share?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not. I might go away Shabbos, so we'll let you know. Anybody see Sam Bergman during the week? What did you see? No, I'm saying. I know. I saw him. I'm saying. Do you see him during Davin's week? No.
Yeah, we see him in the morning, and I see him in the Daf Yomi tomorrow.
Which Daf Yomi?
By Caleb.
Oh, so you don't mind? Can I make your shlech? Is that my fault?
Sure.
It's on his hometown, so.
What did the Rashi say that the stubborn Rosh is the fake Rosh?
Yeah, the Rosh. The Rosh that was down. I'm sorry. No, no, no. That Tzvi Berlin's son showed the knife. He said he found.
So, thank you very much. So, I had pushed it off probably about three, four.